Lord, by the power and inspiration of your Holy Spirit, may we all have a Pentecost moment and hear exactly what we need to hear. May we hear it where we are in the things we deal with this day. May we hear it in our own language. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Last Sunday, or the last several weeks, we've been in the Gospel of Matthew. We've talked about feeding of 5,000 people coming to Jesus who were needy. Jesus had compassion on them and He healed them. He spent the day with them and then fed the 5,000. And then He sends them away and sends His disciples to on ahead, and they get in a storm and Jesus walks on water. And then we talked about Peter getting out of the boat last Sunday. And sometimes we in the church like to hang out in the boat. We like the boat. We like the safety of the boat. Even in the middle of the storms, we like the boat. But sometimes we're called to get out of the boat. Over this past week, I've gotten email and phone call and conversation from people talking about, "You have challenged me to get out of the boat." And then this past Thursday, from Thursday on, I have seen countless numbers of you to get out of the boat, have offered to get out of the boat. The last week, since the last time we met in this place at this hour, we did the memorial service for an 8-day-old baby. And yesterday we did the funeral for Lily Kate. In the normal life of a church, we have ups and downs. I can come to church and I've had the best week of my life. Everything is great. And you might have had a bad day. You might have had a bad prognosis. You might have had something bad. But between all of us together, we can see the body of Christ. And then there are days like today where we all hurt. We're all in pain. And we need the Lord. We need each other. For because truly, there is something good and pleasant about being in unity with the body of Christ, being together, brothers and sisters, together. There's something in the church that you can't get anywhere else. John Wesley's last words, they say, and I like to claim them, after living 90 plus years of his life, and his last words were, "Best of all, God is with us." No matter what's going on in our life, best of all, God is with us. In the best of life, in the highs of life, to the very lows of life, best of all, God is with us. The beauty of the church is, in the highs of your life, the most exciting times of your life, God is with us and we're in it together. Where else can you go that everything, every great thing that happens in your life, you celebrate it in the church with your brothers and sisters who love the Lord, who are called according to His purposes? Just think about the cycle of life. A couple is engaged and we celebrate that engagement. And there's a beautiful wedding in a church, or there's a beautiful wedding and we get to celebrate that together. And before you know it, there's a baby being born, and the baby is born and we get to baptize that baby and welcome that baby into the family of God. And I get to walk that baby into the middle and I get to say, "Look at your new family. These people are going to pray for you. They're going to love you. They're going to teach you in Sunday school. They're going to prepare you so that when that time comes, you can profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior." And then we get to watch each other do that. We get to see you teach them in Sunday school. Be leaders in their youth group. We get to see that happen. And every year, we get to bless their backpacks. We get to pray for their teachers. We get to celebrate those things. We get to present them with a Bible. We get to live life together with this child. We get to see them confirmed. We get to pray for them again and see the parents pray over them. We get to see them grow and their faith grow and flourish and see them step out of places they never would have stepped out of if it hadn't been for the church. And when people get sick, we get to love them. We get to pray for them. We get to visit them. We get to do those things. And when we need those things, people do those things for us. And when death comes, we come together. And we're able to celebrate what God has done in their life. We get to celebrate what they have done in our lives. The ways in which they have touched us. And we can hold the family together. There's no place like the church anywhere in the world. How good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity. The strange thing happens in our lives, and it happens in my life. I don't know about yours. But what happens in my life is that I will live my life out, and if I'm not looking, if I'm not paying attention, I'll add something to my collection of stuff I like to do. Y'all ever do that? I'll add something else to my life that I like to do, and I'll bring that into my life. And so now some of the things I was doing, I don't do as much because I've got a new thing. I have a new toy in my life. And before you know it, there'll be another toy I bring in my life. And the thing that I thought was important now is not so much important because now I'm divided between two more new toys, and then I'll get something else. And I got to learn how to use the new toy. And I got to do those things. And all of a sudden, that thing that was dear to my heart is no longer the dearest thing on my life because it's been replaced by multiple other things. You're the same as me. And then all of a sudden, we have a week like we've had around here. And it has a way of stripping away all the clutter, all the stuff, so that it helps us see what's truly important in the body of Christ and in life. It truly is. I've seen again, once again, that family is important. I've seen again that the body of Christ is important in the life of the church and in the life of all people. People, you need the church, and the church needs you. There's nothing more beautiful than the church being the church when you're the recipient of Christ through His people. It has been a beautiful thing this past week to see that, to see it for the DeFeo family leading up to last Sunday afternoon. And what I've seen and what I'm going to see in you in the coming weeks with Jennifer and Tim and Danny and Patrick. For they will need it. And we will need it. Because just as they mourn, we mourn with them and for them. And just as their hearts are broken, our hearts are broken for them too. And there will be ways for us to be the church for them. They said they like to eat, and they will accept food. So be on the lookout for ways in which you can help them, to feed them. Not just food, but the food that will nourish their souls of God's love and His grace. Wrap your arms around them, because they're going to need it. We're going to need it. And at the end of the day, we will be saying to each other how good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. Because at the end of the day, That's what's important. That's what's truly important. You see, at the end of each day, we need to stop and thank God for always being with us. Somewhere in there, we need to stop and say, Lord, thank you for the church. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the ways in which the body of Christ has touched my life and for the opportunities I have had to touch someone else's life. You see, when sadness and grief are overwhelming, we need to remember, best of all, God is with us. And we have each other. And we have Jesus. When the pain is great and almost unbearable, we're not alone. We have each other. God is with us. And we have Jesus. When we're finally beaten so far down that we hardly can remember where up is, we need to remember that God is with us. We have each other. And we have Jesus. When we come to the end of our road and life's brief day is done, thank God we're not alone. We still have each other. We have Jesus. How good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity. In the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of all that's gone over the past few days, I could try to figure out a way that we could celebrate community. And so what we're going to do is, I know this is not the first Sunday of the month, but it's okay to have communion more than one Sunday a month. You see, some of us need to be reminded by the breaking of the bread and the receiving of the cup that we're united at the table. We're united to each other. We need to remember each other, to hold each other. And so in a few moments, we're going to have communion. We're going to do it by intinction. And we're doing it that way so that if you need to come to the chancel rail and pray, you can spend as much time here as you need to pray for whomever you need to pray for each other, for all the families that are hurting. We need to be that. And the other thing we want to do at the end of the service, when you leave, somebody is probably wondering, why did they take the top off the baptismal font? There's nothing better way to realize that we're all a part of the family is by dipping your finger in the water of the baptismal font, remembering your baptism and being thankful. Because in our baptism, that is where we became members of the family of God. Dip the water and place it on your forehead. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Make the sign of the cross for what Christ has done for us in our baptism. Today is about being a family, being the church for each other, and being prepared to be the church for the world. Let us pray. Almighty God, how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity. When we, the church, are truly the church, that we are light in the darkness, that we love our neighbors, that we love each other, we love the world. Be with us, guide us, keep us. May we keep each other. Bless us, O Lord, in all that we do. Amen.